Oh, I thought you had email. I don't have email. Well, I do, but
I'll get it over.
I would like to call today's session of Board of Equalization to order this July 7th, 2011. And our first appointment is with Bob's Rentals Incorporated. Is that right? Is that what we're called? Would one of you or both like to come to the podium?
I'm going to start by introducing myself. My name is Bethany Parsons. I'm an attorney with Turner Reed in Springfield, and she knows most of the information, so I'm going to let her handle the hearing mostly. So if you have any questions for me or if anything comes up, then I might jump up, if that's okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, I can let you know what we're doing here if you'd like, just a quick summary.
Okay.
We're here, obviously. She's filed this appeal. We are here. Bob's Rentals received a change of notice in the assessed value of their property from zero to 76,000. Okay, as it's up there. She was here last year and in front of the Board of Equalization, and they assessed the value of this property at zero after a hearing, and it looks, again, like they're trying to do what happened last year, so some of the evidence from us at least will be the same as it was last year.
And we have the information on your applications in front of us as well. Well, some of us do. The applications in front of us as well as what we can see on the screen. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to begin, go right ahead, and then we'll chat about this.
Okay. Well, like Beth said, last year I came before the board, and I know a lot of you are new, and I was asking to have this tax liability expunged based on several things. One was the fact that we really don't fit into a category that is taxed. There's no value. We actually leased the space from the Taney County Airport, and there's no value to us. We cannot sell it. We can't lease it out to somebody else, and we can't make money off of it. It's just purely a lease with them. And I asked Mark Parent, who is the airport manager there at the Taney County Airport, to write this letter that is, stating that, so that you can see that that's his feeling on it too. And he says that he charges what he feels like we can bear, and he thinks that charging this extra tax not only is unlawful, but it's above what he's already determined that we can pay. And then I also brought the profit and loss statements for the last 2 years. I sent that. And I also included the G&A, which is our budget, which we operate budget with Avis there. So I had the 2 years that we had budget. And then I had spoken to the assessor here, and he said that, we operate in Taney County and we don't pay any taxes. So I told him that really wasn't true, because in the past we've always assessed our equipment that we have there, which really all we have there that we own are our computers. So, we've done that always. And then for 2010, we actually assessed a portion of our cars in Taney County. So we will be having the personal property tax on that. But, you know, as far as the real estate, you know, we don't own any real estate, so.
I mean, I'll just chime in. Last year, the BOE stated since the landowner was the county is responsible for the property tax, and like she said, we went through this last year. Ron, just for, I guess, for the three members that are here that weren't here last year, is that the position was the county is the landowner.
James.
Yes, I know that. I thought this was 2009 case instead of 10 that we were talking about. I guess I just have a question. You said you turned in your cars for 2010 here. Did you turn in some 2011 personal property cars?
Well, it was the assessment that was done in, you know, this one, which you all have copies of it. And I actually have a list of the vehicles that we included on this that you should have there, too.
And this actually comes up with in coherence with another case of the airport case that is now in litigation of what they possibly should be paying or not paying. We still have a hearing with the State Tax Commission on that. As we all know, the county has a lease to that airport, has an option to own that airport eventually down the road. So this, meaning no disrespect to you on what I'm trying to get accomplished here, it's going to set a precedent more than likely on the other airport if they're declared county property also. So we've got two or three things hinging here on this decision. Now, the only thing questionable by putting the lease on you here is not ownership of the property. You own a lease, and we bill that throughout the county on many occasions. I have checked with the Green County, the airport up there, and they just waive the property tax to all tenants, personal property taxes to all tenants. So I guess it is the luck of the draw if you're a business owner to work for the county and get free everything. So I want to make that statement. I totally disagree with it. I believe the court cases doesn't directly point straight at this. I see on here there's a motorcycle rental there at Avis also. So it's I brought it in again this year because of basically the other case in front of Tama County.
The other case is a leasehold interest case. This is strictly we own the property. The other one is a separate. The value of the lease is what the discussion on the other case is, which is going before the courts.
The Supreme Court has ordered on the other, the value of the lease is for taxation is just strictly what above and beyond they can make as a normal square rent.
Right.
So this falls back to that same case. You guys own the airport, but I don't believe you own the property under the airport. I believe you're under a lease obligation. So I'm just trying to clarify some things by law.
Can we call on counsel for your interpretation of where you feel we stand?
Yeah, I just have a quick comment on that is because the county is exempt from the tax, it's our position and maybe what you guys discussed last year that to be able to piece out or parse out little, you know, say 200 square feet of counter space and to tax the individual portions, then that should be volitive of the Constitution in that you could just parse out little sections and tax them, which would be basically the same thing. And also, you know, something that I think she brought up last year was the fact that if it was taxed, then that would likely, at least in this situation, come out of the rent from the county airport. So then, if, in effect, again, you're taxing the county.
When you say come out of the rent of the airport, what did you mean by that?
That's something that you...
Well, Mark says that if we get taxed this, that he will reimburse us. So it's, in effect, taxing the county, which he says is illegal. So he's agreed that if we have to pay this tax, that he's going to reduce
the rent,
what we pay him, accordingly. And he said that would be like taxing the county, which the county would be taxing the county. And he says that that's unlawful.
And of course, the difference from that is, rather than the county receiving the revenues from the agreement, the tax dollars would go to the political subdivisions and not to the county. So the county would, in essence, suffer a dollar loss if that were the event. If I'm not mistaken, the school would benefit.
But I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the job of the BOE is to set the values for real estate, and the real estate is owned by Taney County.
But on this one, Jim, we put the L number on, which is a lease, and we have many, many properties in Taney County, very valuable properties owned by entities, but the lease is taxed
but
as a leasehold interest.
But county-owned property.
Right.
There's very few that are government-owned property that you're charging a lease.
City. All the city. All the city. Probably half the valuation in Taney County sits on L numbers.
And another just policy is this, you know, I guess it is technically a lease, but it's a concession agreement with Avis. And, you know, the point of those obviously is to promote job growth and stability, and it's designed to get companies like this in the area. So, you know, adding a tax that wasn't foreseen at the time of the agreement obviously is something that might affect that relationship in the future too.
I think this could have been fixed originally if this would have been set up as a tax abated area, like such as Greene County, set up by the county commission as calling it a tax abated area to attract new businesses in. But it's just very questionable. I've got two cases that hinges.
You got what, James? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I've got two cases here hinging on this decision, and we got one of them almost. I mean, it's going to court for sure. And I think the question being, does Taney County own the land under the airport at C of O, or do they own the lease on the airport?
Well, let me ask this question. If the land is not owned by Taney County, it's owned by the college, and is the college exempt from paying taxes?
No, the college always paid taxes on private businesses in there.
At the airport.
Yes. So then the county would be responsible for the leasehold interest because we have the ultimate lease. We're basically subleasing because we have a lease with the. So what we would say is, what is the value of the lease for Taney County to the college? And right now, if you look at our financials, we've lost money since we've taken over that airport. So the leasehold interest on that value of that property would be zero then. So once again, it's not a profitable venture. It's a public entity. So I understand. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and it's really everything hinges on the regional airport, what the courts are going to decide. But once again, the discussion truly is the county doesn't own the property; the college does. We all know that. I mean, it's that's what the lease is written, and so then you have to determine what the value of the lease is at the end of the lease, the value. And I would say we've lost hundreds of thousands since we've taken over the airport on paper, which is how they determine the leasehold interest. And so there is no value, so therefore there's no tax or no assessed value.
James, how did you arrive at 76,860?
I just basically valued it the same as I would any other business, give these folks their square footage. I used a cost approach and applied it to the lease, parking area for their cars, the pavement covered, and it's all written out here, I think, even in their evidence that they brought in 2009 and today, of how much square footage they actually use. That's the way we taxed when C of O owned the county wasn't involved. C of O would provide us the square footage of private businesses. 1 year, I believe, C of O leased the entire airport to a private business, and the whole airport went on its value. But that didn't last very long. I think it was a 2-year venture for them. But, so I basically have followed the standard I've done all the way through. But ownership of the land, is going to be a big factor, I believe, in this court case that's coming up.
I don't think that we as a Board of Equalization can consider the court case because it hadn't been decided in the first place. I think that the vote last year was that the property was owned by the county. Now, I don't know that this totally relates to the other airport. They may be able to tie those together later. I'm not concerned with that. I think that the proper thing to be done is for the county commission to look into setting this thing aside as a district, a tax something district. But I think I voted last year not to tax this thing.
I think it was a unanimous vote.
I think it was. Now, I do know that there was some of the board members that, as we had a discussion, wondered if the county should be taxed. That's what they said to themselves, should the county be taxed. It wasn't that the owners themselves be taxed, but the county be taxed, and that was a question. And the county, I mean, it's difficult question because you can't tax your public entity, and I understand exactly what James is saying about the but I think the dome that everything's put under is not, I don't think it's sufficient for what we're trying to do here. Who knows what happens when you get in court. I don't have a clue what will be brought out, and I understand the consequences of certain things, but I myself, we have to, and as a county commission, I don't know, as we said, as a members of this board, I don't even know whether we could vote on this thing or not. A lot of questions, but I mean, it was unanimous last year.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and step out on a limb and be consistent with our last year. I think the court case will define a lot of things for us, but until it does, I'm going to move that we set the value to this property to zero. Is what my motion is going to be.
Now, is that inclusive of personal property or just this ailment?
Just personal property is a separate animal because we're only dealing with real estate here. Or I should say that set the real estate value to zero. Let me be real specific.
Motion's been made to set the real estate value of this particular parcel at zero. Is there a second?
I'm going to be consistent with what I did last year. It's a long thought out process, and I'm going to second your motion.
Motion's been made and seconded that the valuation for this particular property be rolled back to zero. Discussion.
I'm going to vote no on it, strictly because I don't know, and I'd rather see it sent to the State Tax Commission, where guys that are smarter than I can make a better decision. Not because I disagree with the argument, but because I don't know.
Danny, your point is well taken about if there is a district to be created, which would end the confusion, then the county commission should consider what the options are to remedy that problem, whether it exists here because of this piece of property that the county's involved in or anywhere else that the county might be involved in. And I think that the commission would be well advised to do that. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay.
Nay.
Let the record show the vote was 4-1.
I didn't get Danny's vote.
Oh,
aye.
It was aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
In an interest of saving time for these folks, the next three cases is exactly the same, and you should extend your motion throughout those three.
We'll pull those up as we...
Yeah, because there's no reason.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There's no reason to hold these folks.
Mr. Chairman, can I go ahead and make that motion then? Are you talking about Davis Aviation, Branson Aircraft Air Repair, and the other one then?
Those three are all it's the same argument.
Are they all at the airport?
Yeah, they're all here and they're all at the airport.
Okay. All right. Can I go ahead and do that, sir?
I'll give me just a second here. Yes.
I move that we set the value to zero on real estate for BOE appeal number ending in 0225 and 0226.
Did you say there was another, James?
Huh?
Did you say there was
another?
Just those two.
Total of three, yeah.
Go ahead, Danny. I'm sorry.
I seconded it.
Motion's been made and seconded to set the value to zero of BOE numbers 0225 and 0226. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay?
Nay.
Is that what you were waiting on?
Yes, sir.
Motion passes 4-1.
Yeah.
No, even numbered years, you're okay.
And we're going to try to address it. What James was saying is setting the, basically an EEZ or something like that, or some sort of zone around that airport to prevent this. So for him to have clarification too. So there's, and the court case will be resolved by then too. So
we hope. Yes.
We hope.
Well,
correct, but the county does own the land. We lease it to the airport. We lease it to the LLC is what the deal and. The assessment of that property was based off the value of that lease, and that's what he. So.
No, I would say your recommendation is well taken.
No,
thank you, Jim.
Probably should have took that action.
More coffee?
No, I'm fine. I can drink. I'm just high on wine. When you see me hyper, I'm just high on wine.
Okay.
Well,
let
me express, if a court case rules a certain way, cannot evaluation be established and placed because of the court case?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know. I really was asking. I
don't believe. Are we on here?
Unless you're
your mics are on.
I don't know that under operating under a government entity that they don't have to bid it every year. I don't know how we get by with saying Avis is the only one that can operate there.
Okay. Going on your top of your page 345, that one has canceled.
The Mr. Holmes?
Canceled. The 345 has been canceled.
I can call my wife and tell her to have dinner ready early.
Who is the 4 o'clock? I don't even have it there.
There's nobody scheduled at 4. From 4 to 5, you requested to have 1 hour of review.
And could
let me ask you a technical question on the one that was scheduled for 3:45. Uh-huh. Even though they canceled, the appointment was made. Is it something that we should vote to deny then, or?
Well, that's a good question. We haven't called it up to hear it, but they withdrew. We just didn't get it removed off your agenda.
Okay.
We don't have a whole lot of time in the morning to get ready.
James, you were going to ask something. I think I interrupted you. You started to ask Donna a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why do we just have a printout on Dugan? Is he officially in or with a file? Or?
No, they had also withdrawn, but when I removed them from the calendar, it didn't pull it out of the database. So it was just a computer glitch. They are not coming today.
Dugan is not coming either.
No, at 9:45
is
Sequinta Investments doing business as
Brenda
Plaza.
Yeah.
We don't have that on our agenda.
She didn't fix yours?
No. Okay.
She said something about it just needed to be refreshed.
Ron, are we going to recess because we have all these that have moved out?
You don't have anything till 9:45.
Oh, it's 9:45.
9:45,
We don't see that. Where's that
list? It's not on your agenda, Ron. That was something that got added late, and we weren't able to get it in on the agenda.
Okay, 9:45, and who is it? We have
Sequinta Investments.
Sequinta?
Sequinta.
Do they have a file like this?
You may go this way.
Thank you, sir.
Could we go to recess?
We'll stand in recess until 9:45.